Hello, we're continuing our oral histories, and today we're having Mark Long, and interviewer is Althea Myers. Mark, we know that you weren't born in Argentina. You live here, but your mom is born in Argentina, and you've been there how many times?
I think four times I've returned. Maybe five, but I think it's four, and five for my older brother.
Oh my God, that's plenty sometimes. And can you please tell us a little bit about the country? What was your opinion, and how do you remember your first visit when you just met your grandparents?
I don't remember a lot about, like, exactly the first meeting. There was an instance when our grandparents came over, like, almost just when I was born, I think. So I guess that would have been the first time, but there's no chance I remember. But I always kind of knew them because we would call them and see them sometimes on video because Skype was a bit newer then. And I remember a few things from my early visits. Like, the first two visits are the ones I don't remember as much about because I was, like, I was really young.
When you start remembering, when you realize that this is a different country and everything is different, and what was the most was surprising for you?
I think, I don't know, maybe it was the weather. Usually we would go during the summer, so it was colder, and that probably helped my memory.
How about food? Was food?
Food, yeah. I think that's. I think, yeah. That helps me because a lot of the candy was just stuff that you never see in the United States, and I still have a good knowledge about a lot of the different candies and treats. So, yeah, some of my earliest memories have to do with getting candy or celebrating birthdays because there and in other places they have candles that you put on the thing, and it's a big thick candle, and you light it and sparkles shoot up over like 1 to 2 feet, and you can't take those back home on the airplane, so that I remember those, and we still use those when we do.
And you spoke Spanish.
I've grown up speaking Spanish. I think I'm fluent. I'm still sort of awkward with it because I don't really get the opportunity to speak much Spanish outside of home. And I'm also just, I mean, being younger, or I guess that's, you're not as confident, I guess. But I can listen very well, and I can carry a conversation pretty well.
And you can communicate with your grandparents.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Right?
Yes, we can communicate just fine with them.
Right.
Yeah, that's the most important part, is talking to family. And that I can do.
Right.
Another thing I remember about Argentina was drawing. My mom has in her old room, and they still have it because it's an old house, on the wall. She has these panels that were small panels, like 3 or 5 inches squared, of little drawings on the wall that people did for her. And typically they were like family members or things that were done when she was leaving, I think. Leaving to go to the U.S. was when people made them, or throughout her life, I guess. And I do remember being young, and we still have the squares, and I looked and drawing whatever I put there. And Eric and Brian, my brothers, and I mean, we were so young that I don't even, like, it's hard to recognize what I was trying to draw, or it's just, like, very, very thing. So I guess I could, maybe someday if I could go and maybe draw something a little better now.
And your grandparents just leave it as it is.
Yeah, the whole wall. There are really old drawings there.
That's very nice. So what do you think, is it very different than here? Do you go there and you think, oh my God, this is so unusual?
I think it is like that. I think it's just enough different for me because it's not extremely different from the US, but it's a really nice amount of difference. Like, Asia would be a lot more different. Like, Asia to the US is different, is further apart than Argentina
You're
to the
absolutely
US.
right. You're absolutely right.
But I think I love the differences. I go there and it does feel like a different world, or like the memories it has in my brain. And being there recently, it's like this is a different realm, and I love it for that. I think I like a lot of aspects of the culture that are different, or the food, or the.
What would you bring from Argentina to US? You think that would really enhance, maybe our life here in US?
Okay, we'll take the food aside because that's obvious. All any of anything you could bring over would help us all a lot. But I don't know. I think, and I can't say the weather either because I got because
Well,
it's all.
we do have pretty good weather here too.
Yeah, it's just different.
But would you like,
Like
let's say, would
culturally, I'm thinking of like ideas. I know that Argentina is pretty big on psychotherapy or psychology and
Really?
therapists. So like I think it's the stats are like almost the highest or the highest psychoanalysts per capita
Wow.
because because in like the 1900s and then it got popular, it came over and it became. Because of the censorship of dictators, it became this underground thing almost, where it's like it's cool to go to therapy things. So I think the attitudes around talking about your feelings are much better there than in the US. At least they're still like very like macho or machista or very masculine ideas of still. That still can hurt society there, but I still think that at least where what I've experienced has been a lot more expressive, or you're a little more free to be creative there. I think that's also the difference between growing up in Bradenton, which is much smaller than Buenos Aires as a city. So I think it's also a city difference, but. Yeah, I guess attitudes around that. I think, anything cultural related, I would love to see represented more in the US. And Argentina, compared to other Hispanic countries, is not as prominent because it's farther away and there are way fewer of us than there are Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. So as a result, there's not a lot of crossover. And I think that would help in having things like or people knowing more actually about tango or about the music or even like, or tea, mate,
I learned from
drinks.
your mom, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, we don't have a lot here in America other than like stereotypes and then what people
Absolutely.
know about Messi, which is good.
Absolutely.
And I'm fine with Messi as an ambassador, but I think we could get a lot more detailed things.
Would you like to move there? Would you like when you think about Argentina, do you think like, well, I probably could move there and maybe do
Putting
something?
economics and logistics and information behind, yes. My problem is it would be very difficult economically, because of all the inflation and the troubles they go through and they have gone through, it would be very difficult for me to maintain a job that I like and have as much space as I would have in the US. But if that were out of the question, I would probably go for a few years of my life. I don't know if I would permanently stay there, but I would really enjoy it.
Right, but what about your dad? His family. I know that they went to Argentina, right?
Yeah, my
Do you
dad was
talk?
also born there. He
I
was
didn't know that.
also technically born there, so yes.
Oh,
But he was
okay.
born to American missionaries because my grandparents on his side were Methodist missionaries, and they first went to Salta, which is where in the north where he was born. And they did a lot of mission work there and stuff like that. And then they eventually went into the capital or to Buenos Aires. And that's eventually how our mom and dad met, is as kids, or they knew each other because they were close or in a close community, churches and stuff. And then eventually they became more friends and married and stuff. So yeah, my dad, both my parents were born in Argentina.
What else we didn't discuss? Of course, what would you change for people in Argentina? Like you go there and you go, oh man, I would do, like sometimes I go to Russia and I look at playgrounds and they just kill me. Those playgrounds, they're so dirty and like things like that. Do you have something like that when you go to Argentina and you think, not like fishing for something negative, but like I'm thinking, what would you like to change? Maybe not necessarily, something physical like dirty playgrounds, but
Yeah,
something
but
else.
I think it's important to focus on those negative things or that people are dealing with, because if you don't, people are just going to assume that everything's fine there. Oh, I don't need to send money, I don't need to help, I don't need to learn about them, they're doing okay.
Thank you.
One thing that particularly strikes me, I guess, along the lines of that is there are a lot of homeless people, and that's the case in the US too, but there were a lot of homeless people lying in bags or tarps or blankets on the street. A lot
And they
of,
really don't have anything, not help, not nothing.
yeah, people who have like nothing, or street performers. There are lots of people who take an instrument out there, and I love seeing them and hearing them play and everything. But I think it would be cool if I had whatever power in the world, I would help performing arts be a little more helpful to them there, or something like that. So I think I would change that. I would try to change corruption and a lot of the problems around there governmentally. I don't know, I'm not a political activist here or in Argentina, but I know that there are problems that I could fix, I would fix if I
Yeah,
could.
you do go, you do see that, and you ache. Yeah, every time I go to Russia, I felt the same. Now, of course, a little better, but I still feel the same.
Yeah, and I mean, Argentina has been through dictatorships, a lot of which have been like backed up by other countries, or backed by the US, or backed by the military, or military dictatorships. If I were in control, I would make sure that could never happen again. And then I'm trying to think of if I could change anything socially, I would try to add, I don't know, maybe just kind of the basic love and respect we need everywhere. Because there is acceptance in Argentina. It's not like the US is so much more socially progressive and ahead of every single country. Argentina is pretty close, or even ahead in some ways, in the sense that Argentina's had a woman president. And I think I would kind of help further that, I guess. Yeah, the thing about dictatorships is my mom lived through them, or lived through a few, and there have been times where I think she said some troops went into her house, or officers went into her house and actually searched it. So what I learned from them is just like, I would never support a dictator of anything. I don't like that idea of authoritarian, just like searching in your house, or they would make people disappear, they would say, or forcibly make people go missing, or very like anti-communist or anti this, and then, oh, they suspect you of being something, you're out.
Well, thank you so much. I learned a lot from you, actually. Thank you.
I'm just gonna think if I have any last things to say. One thing to add is because of the immigrant population and the fact that my dad was born to Americans, I do not look Hispanic very much. I'm very pale of my own doing, and I'm so people don't expect me, or especially the name Mark Long, to speak Spanish pretty fluently and understand them. And I guess I'm kind of doing this as like representing the less
Thank you.
noticeable,
Thank
less
you.
noticeably Hispanic people, because there are definitely darker or middle-toned Hispanic people, and they deserve just as much attention. But people sometimes forget that there are also like more
Other
quiet
ones.
or distant countries like Argentina that aren't as well known as something like Mexico. And yeah, so it's almost like I'm undercover sometimes, and people don't expect me, "Oh, you speak Spanish?" And I'm like, "Yes, and I understood what you just said." Or
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
I think that should be about it, because if I talked about food or culture or everything, I would be here forever. So
Eric, thank you so much for your story.
thanks.
Thank you.